This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. There's an effort underway to help local residents rediscover the rich past of one of the oldest communities in Tampa. Norma Robinson is the director of the Sulphur Springs Museum and Heritage Center. She and her husband Richard helped create the museum when the pair retired to the neighborhood from New York in 2002.
At least we feel a lot of times communities are forgotten in this hustle and bustle. And when you have a community, one like Sulphur Springs, if it's forgotten, then you don't know how to move forward.
The museum formally opened in its new location along the Hillsborough River this month. Right now, there's three exhibitions, two permanent displays that were curated by anthropology students at the University of South Florida, and a temporary one that comes from one of the most prestigious names in the museum world, the Smithsonian. PhD candidates Vivian Gornick and Preston Lafage created a history of Manwagnon Park, where the museum now sits. And Gornick also curated an exhibit on the early, heady days of Sulphur Springs. She says that in the late 1800s and early 1900s, before Walt Disney World, Sulphur Springs was one of Florida's premier tourist destinations.
It started out as this kind of humble swimming hole where the water supposedly had these healing properties, and then a developer came in, kind of recognized the potential of it, and developed it into this bigger destination. They had toboggan slides and an alligator farm, which of course is sort of typical Florida, right?
Gornick adds that their work doesn't whitewash Sulphur Springs' history, acknowledging that, like much of the South, it was segregated.
So while we can sort of talk about the heyday of Sulphur Springs and that it was, you know, the roaring 20s and it was this awesome tourist destination, we also wanted to acknowledge that it wasn't necessarily the case for everyone and that it wasn't accessible for everyone.
Visitors will learn about a 1933 dam break that flooded much of the neighborhood. It, followed by the Great Depression and World War II, turned Sulphur Springs into the poor, blighted area it is today. Robinson says one of the final biggest blows to the area came when the spring was closed in 1986. Pollution from stormwater and street runoff flowed into a number of nearby sinkholes. The spring remains closed today.
It was a place to swim and entertainment for families, and once it became polluted, then it was closed. So we want to talk about the importance of the ecosystem and the importance of water.
That topic is covered in the museum's third exhibition, Waterways.
Communities grow up around water. They have done ever since prehistoric times.
That's USF anthropology professor Elizabeth Bird. She says the interactive display is on loan from the Smithsonian for 6 weeks. It's part of the institution's Museum on Main Street program, which offers smaller museums access to high-quality presentations that people would normally have to travel to bigger cities to see.
It shows, I think, people in any community that heritage, history, natural history, the environment is theirs.
And while the environmental damage to the spring might mean the neighborhood can never be the tourist mecca it once was, Norma Robinson hopes the museum can remind residents that they can make Sulphur Springs thrive again.
We want them to be proud of the community in which they live and also to help take care of the heritage and to help it grow.
The Waterways exhibit runs through March 18th. You can see photos from the Sulphur Springs Museum and Heritage Center, along with a University Beat on WUSF TV report on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.